The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist, welcome to you.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
And it's a case of out with the old.
It is. And a rather extraordinary day, I have to say, in many ways, because we just didn't see this coming. A month ago, it was all kind of settled and sorted, and we were remaining in the European Union. David Cameron was Prime Minister, etc., etc. And then here today, there was a rare standing ovation as David Cameron exited Parliament stage right. His last outing in Parliament for Prime Minister's questions, 11 years as Conservative Party leader, 6 years as Prime Minister, though only one as a fully Conservative Prime Minister. Of course, it was coalition before that. As he said, 5,500 questions have been put to him. Not sure how many answers we got, but a few. 92 hours of statements, the 22nd longest reign of a Prime Minister in UK history, so that's not particularly notable. A very good farewell performance and a fabulous last quip in Parliament. He also came out at Downing Street later. But as he said, nothing's impossible if you put your mind to it. After all, I was the future once. If you kind of work that out, it makes a brilliant kind of sense.
Yeah,
And then he was off, and that was the end of David Cameron as PM.
And meanwhile, in with the new.
Well, yeah. Theresa May, David Cameron went to see the Queen and said, "That's it, I'm off." And Theresa May then had to go and see the Queen and say, "That's it, I'm in." And although there was a weird sort of crossover period when the outgoing PM is not meant to be in Buckingham Palace at the same time as the incoming PM, but they did absolutely cross. I mean, they are friends, but there we go. And she went to see the Queen and becomes therefore Britain's second female Prime Minister. We're told that she will keep the cat. Larry the cat won't be leaving Downing Street. And is apparently, with a book, his odds-on favourite to outlast Theresa May. only one of them has a proven track record of ridding number 10 of rodents, you see. So that's the one that'll probably say. But also, I have to say, just in the past hour or so, she has begun to name her cabinet. And she's talked about a country that works for all and social justice and all that sort of stuff. But in the appointments, I won't bore you with any great detail, but how's this? This has got a real wow factor. It's the king of the gaffes. Is now our Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, who will travel the world, no doubt, telling everyone about whiff-waff and zip-wiring and how to wave a union flag in a very plonkerish way. I don't know, there may be an element of, you got us into this whole Brexit nonsense, you can get us out of it, but it's an astonishing appointment. I think a lot of people are gobsmacked by it. In fact, I think there's a Times columnist who has said, everyone, run, Boris Johnson is Foreign Secretary.
And all so quickly. It's so quick. I can't believe
it. Isn't it?
Adam, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Cheers, Chris. Minute away from news.